Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. God wastes nothing, not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Hand in Hand, from my live worship recording called I Will Trust You. This song is quite a departure for me on one hand, since it's Southern Gospel, but it's actually a good representation of all the other music that has influenced me on the other hand. Born on October 30th, 1989, this was one of those songs you receive and then wonder where in the world it came from. I remember thinking, no one would want to sing this song. Man, was I wrong. The simplicity and joy that I remember feeling as I received it are communicated very simply through the words of this song. I can think of no analogy to compare adequately the true depth of my love for Jesus and of his love for me than this song, Hand in Hand. While growing up, we listened to a lot of country music and a lot of Southern gospel music in our home. Every Sunday morning as we were getting ready for church, the TV was tuned in to the show Gospel Singing Jubilee, featuring such artists as the Happy Goodman Family and the Florida Boys and many others. Along with those old Southern gospel acts on the old TV show Hee Haw, these were some of my earliest musical influences. But I did not feel as if I fit into that world just that well, especially after discovering the music of Annie Herring and Keith Green. Actually, I felt more influenced by secular artists as a teenager. Artists like Elton John, James Taylor, funk groups like Parliament and the Ohio Players, and pop rock groups like the Eagles, and solo artists like Dobie Gray, just to name a few. But when I discovered Christian music that communicated in the genre I felt most at ease in, call it modern worship or contemporary Christian music or whatever you want, I felt I had found a home from which to operate creatively. That's why the day I received this song Hand in Hand, I felt God had brought something to me completely out of left field, when really he was calling me not to forget my roots. This song became one of my dad's favorites, and he would request it often, actually almost every month, at the night of praise. As I listen to this song, I'm transported back to my childhood, and I'm reminded that God wastes nothing, and I'm reminded how grateful I am for all those old Southern gospel artists that paved the way for me and the modern generation of worshipers. More than anything, though, as I listen, I see a picture, or I hear a picture God painted with words and melody that bring me instantly into a deeply simple understanding of God's love for me. Psalm 16:11 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." Simply enjoy God's presence as you listen to this song.
Like a star in the heavens, like a flower in the spring, like a bluebird in the forest, with a joy. Sunset is the day.
Father, thank you so much that we were made for you. Thank you for doing that for us, Father. We were made for your good pleasure and for your glory and for your honor to have fellowship with you. Remind us of that all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. John 10, 27 and 28 in the New American Standard says this, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand." Just as the song says, Jesus and I go hand in hand together because we were created for fellowship with him. That's just reality. I encourage you to enjoy his presence hand in hand today and just enjoy going through life with Jesus. Well, today's episode is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my wife, beautiful Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Since my health has been brought to the forefront in my life in a huge way concerning my vocal cords and a possible diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. But through a wonderful new technology, I can do that. But to do that, I need your help. The new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. By becoming a member of my Patreon team, you will reap many benefits like new music just as it comes off the press, like copies of new books, behind-the-scenes videos, teaching on creativity and identity in Christ, daily devotions, audio versions of certain books and chapters, printable art and lyrics signed by yours truly, special birthday greetings for me, and even the possibility of lunch with me. That sounds fun to me. How about you? Now, for a look at the benefits you will receive by becoming a patron of my ministry, look over the section of this page labeled Become a Patron. The page is www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. To help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you can buy books online. or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And while you're at it, pick up a few as gifts for those you think might be blessed by such a gift. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 copy of the song Hand in Hand from the live recording I Will Trust You, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, God loves you and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are.